But now we're moving into the more exciting portion of the show. I'm happy to show this to you guys. Hasn't been played yet for the public. I sat down on Wednesday with new BU men's basketball head coach Thomas Dempsey, coming over from Rider University in New Jersey. Quite a resume, a ton of wins over at his time with Rider, over a 500 record. Coached a very impressive draft pick that went 12th overall in the 2008 draft by the name of Jason Thompson. So I sat down with him, gave me some pretty interesting insight, and if I had to kind of tell you what I got from him, was a cautiously optimistic, not too committal in terms of how quickly they're going to be competitive in the America East, but a super friendly guy, a super nice guy, and in my opinion, the right guy to take over the Binghamton Bearcats men's basketball program and perhaps restore some success and stability to that program. So we're going to go over and play that interview, men's basketball coach Tommy Dempsey. In studio, we have Binghamton Bearcats men's basketball coach Thomas Dempsey. Head coach Dempsey, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
So on behalf of WHRW, I know you've been here since May, but I'd like to welcome you to Binghamton University, and I'm super excited for the season to get underway.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. It's been a rewarding first 5 months in trying to, you know, establish our own culture and program, and now we find out how we're doing when the games start.
Of course. So like I said, Binghamton hired you last May. You're coming over from Rider. What has been most different here in terms of what it was like in New Jersey as opposed to now in southern tier of New York State?
Well, I think the biggest adjustment is first your family. I have four young children. You know, three of them are in school. So just getting your life in order in a lot of ways as far as your family goes and getting them adjusted. Because for me, it's a new school, it's a new team, but my job description doesn't change much. But, you know, you always have to be sensitive of, you know, you're moving your wife and your children, and they have to get adjusted. So that's probably been the biggest adjustment, is just getting settled as a family. The basketball is that'll take care of itself.
Of course. Now, when you look at this basketball program, it seems like it's been no secret that you took over a team that you kind of want to put the last few years behind you, want to develop your own sense of a different era when it comes to new Binghamton basketball here. So you talk about the recruits that Coach Brodus brought in. Obviously didn't work out. Many of them were kicked off the team for off-the-court legal issues and whatnot. And then you have, coming into this year, regardless, you thought you were finally free because they dismissed Kyrie Sutton last year. Then you had a couple problems that persisted with a couple of players getting arrested downtown just a few weeks ago. Now, the only connection between this past issues with Binghamton and what's going on now is that they're all Bearcats. So how do you plan to shift that mentality among the team and really get the point behind them that this stuff can't happen? It's not acceptable.
Well, we're doing a lot of forward thinking, but we're also doing a lot of education with the players as far as we have to live clean. We have to do it right. You know, we have to understand that our job is to be role models, not only on campus but in the community. And we have to understand that people, you know, are looking at us. We pay a little bit for the sins of the past. But at the same time, if we're going to change our faith and how people perceive us going forward, we need to make sure that we're doing it better than everybody else, and that there's, you know, there's not any incidents that people can point to and say, you know, same old, same old. It's a new era and a new beginning, and we have to embrace that and do things the right way.
Now, when you talk about a new era and a new beginning, part of your job as head coach, like you said, that definition doesn't change from place to place. You want to recruit new players, and part of recruiting new players, you got to use your tactics. You have to make sure that you're ensuring that the future of Binghamton basketball will be comprised of model student athletes. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think the recruiting is something that I truly believe in. You know, myself and my staff's ability to recruit, and I also believe in the institution and what we have to offer here. So I think that the recruiting over time will go in a very good direction, a combination of hopefully our skill sets as a staff, but also we have a lot to sell. It's a wonderful university. It's a great place to go to college. We have great facilities, and there's a commitment to basketball. And we're trying to beat the bushes on the recruiting trails and just find people that are going to come in here that are not only talented but good students that are going to represent us well in the community. And I think if we, you know, I think people will see over the first few years as we bring in a couple of recruiting classes that things are certainly headed in the right direction.
You know, and I'm super excited to see how that goes. But when you look at Binghamton, you look at a team that, of course, is Division One, but they are in the America East Conference. It's going to be tough to go up against the Big East and all these different conferences that have more money and really not more to offer, but in a different sense, a little bit more prestige. So what does Binghamton have to do to counteract that?
Well, I think you just sell what you have. I don't know that we're, in a position, or anybody in the America East is in a position where you're going up against the Big East for recruits. They're not, generally the guys that you're trying to beat. We're not, if we're going to get involved in a recruiting battle with Syracuse, or not that they're in the Big East anymore, but I mean, if those are the types of schools that we're trying to recruit against, we're recruiting the wrong kids.
Correct.
Because we're going to lose those battles. So I think you have to win the battles against your peers. You have to win the battles against other good mid-major programs on the East Coast, and those are things that, will certainly test our mettle over time.
So moving forward, when we kind of get onto the hardwood here, last year's leading scorer for the Bearcats, Rob Mansell, of course, injured his knee pretty badly last home game of the regular season for Binghamton. So as a team who lost four of its top five scorers between transfers and whatnot, what do you plan to do to kind of ensure this team produces offensively? It's going to be tough. You got new faces, different people stepping into different roles. So how do you do that?
Well, that's a great question and a real challenge. I mean, we've decided that as a program philosophy, we're going to start everything on the defensive end. And I think that it's going to be really important that we establish a culture and an identity of that we're also very hard to score against. But as to answer your question and transition to the offensive side, I think we're going to have to get up and down the court a little bit more than they have in the past and try to create some easier scoring opportunities. We're going to need some guys to step up. We have a lot of new faces, and we have some of the guys that have been here in the past who they're getting better. We had all summer to work out with them. We had all fall. I'm seeing progress in guys that are in the program, and we'll need some of the new faces to give us some offensive firepower as well.
And the beautiful thing about the new faces is kind of like they're writing this book, but nothing's been written. You can do whatever you're capable of doing. So do you see like Binghamton has the talent, whether it's people who have been here and have kind of learned the system or people who have come in to kind of take the ropes?
Well, I mean, again, it's everything is new. I look at it in a way that every guy on my roster from a basketball standpoint is a freshman. Everything we do offensively is different. Our defense philosophies are different. Our practice philosophies are different. So there's going to be a natural adjustment period. To think that, come Saturday we're going to be, a finished product just because we have a game and we've had a few weeks of practice. I mean, that wouldn't be fair. I think the key that we'll look for, and hopefully that the fans and the students who come out to support us will look for, is that it's a team that's getting better. I think if you're a well-coached team, if you're a good program, you get better throughout the course of the year. And we need time. We need time to gel. We need time to develop good habits, And those are the things that we just work on a daily basis, and hopefully we'll see the end results as we get into conference play in January and February. How good we can be, I think that's still unknown. But will we be better in January and February than we are today? We sure better be.
Now, you talk about this upcoming season. We have an exhibition game we're actually hosting here in Binghamton against your alma mater. So we're hosting Susquehanna for this exhibition matchup. What would you say about the state of the team right now?
I think they're excited to get going. They're excited to put the uniforms on. They're excited to turn the page. I think they were, very humbled in a lot of ways over the past couple of years and haven't experienced a lot of success together on the court. And hopefully we've breathed some energy and some newness into this. And, we are 0-0, just like everybody else. And we will, we'll start writing our own script over the next few months. So I definitely think there's a level of excitement that's building. And hopefully as we get the season started here, we can be rewarded with some wins.
Now, I'm sure this must be quite a bit away for you in terms of what you're thinking about right now. But perhaps the toughest game, at least on paper, is going to be your December 11th matchup against number 5th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. You coached some top-ranked teams against some top-ranked teams in the past, such as Pittsburgh, at least a few times. I saw Florida. So how do you compete against cream of the crop talent?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're ready for that yet. We'll find out. I think we'll have a better feel once we see how we compete against a lot of other schools our size. And again, it's probably not, to sit here and think, you know, we won two games last year and finished where we finished, that we're ready to go play the number five team in the country. We're not ready for that. But at the same time, you know, that's the game on our schedule that from the fans and the students, everybody get very excited about. And we'll be excited by the time we get to that point. Our players will be excited to go play against one of the nation's best. And it's always a good measuring stick, regardless of the outcome of where you are. But at the same time, of the 29 games on our schedule, to me, that's the least important.
Right. And, of course, the conference games come into play in terms of, I guess, your goal right now would be to win the America East? Or, like, if you had to set, like, a bunch of goals, or what's the thing on your mind right now?
The thing on my mind right now is just getting better. And I know it's very cliche, but it's so true because it's the stage, you know, it's the stage where we are as a program. I do believe that we're going to have a lot of opportunities early to play a lot of different guys, to try to find our identity, to try to develop a rotation. And those are the things from a coaching standpoint that are on my mind. It's, wins and losses are important, but these first 2 months to me are about developing our identity so that when we enter conference play in early January, that we've established, you know, who we are, who we're trying to be, and hopefully we've put ourselves in a position where we think we can be, you know, extremely competitive. I think it's always a mistake. Even if you're picked first or you're picked last, as we are going into the conference, to talk about winning a conference championship in October 31st is so premature, because so many things will unfold over the course of the next few months. I mean, teams will have bad luck, teams will have injuries, teams won't click, teams will, you know, have dissension in the locker room. There's all kinds of things that happen. I think that you just try to put yourself in a position where you're constantly improving and you're putting yourself in a good position to be competitive. And if you're one of those teams come February that's competing at the top of your league, now you start thinking about what you need to do to win a regular season championship or to win a conference tournament championship in advance to the NCAA tournament. But, again, to have those discussions now, what the long-term goal for the season is, I mean, certainly I think we'd like to be in a position where we can compete for a conference championship. Will we be in that position? That'll play out over the next couple of months.
So we talk about success and competing, and I understand that you're going to need some time to implement that system. But to talk about some success you've had. So you had a winning record with your time over at Rider, two 23-win seasons. You were just one win shy of 120 wins with your time in New Jersey. And you coached one of the best players in the country, Jason Thompson, the 12th overall pick in the 2008 NBA draft. He plays for the Kings. I have no doubt you're going to be successful at Binghamton, and I just wanted to say, in terms of this Binghamton discussion, thank you very much, and we're excited to have you coaching here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's a great institution, and I really believe in the leadership in the athletic department and, you know, from the president's office on down, and I know people are really excited to start this, you know, new era of Binghamton basketball, and I truly believe it's one that we'll all be proud of when we look back on it.
Now, trust me, I love Binghamton, but I can't bring you in here without talking to some NBA.
All right.
You mind?
I love it. I love the NBA.
So last night you tweeted, I think you were watching the Heat and Celtics.
Yeah, I caught a lot of a game, yes.
How weird is it seeing Ray Allen in red? It's weird.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. But, that's the nature of the beast at that level. You know, the dollars rule the landscape of the NBA game, but I thought the game was incredible, and I two teams that really don't like each other. I'm excited to get a shout-out to Jason Thompson, my former player, who opens up tonight in Chicago. I have the NBA package, you know, partly because I love the games and partly because I want to watch all his games, and you don't see Sacramento on TV very often yet, but they're building a product there. You know, they're in a similar position to we are, where they're trying to establish credibility and respect, and I think they're going to make a big jump this year. So, good luck to JT tonight in his first game.
So it sounds like you got something invested in JT in Sacramento, but do you have a personal team?
I'm a Celtic fan.
Oh.
I grew up as a Celtic fan. I grew up in the golden years in a lot of ways of the Celtics and the Bird and the McHale and the Parrish and Ainge and DJ era. So. I grew up at a time where the Celtics were really good, and again, it was also a time where you didn't have all of this coverage, you know. So, where you guys have a little bit of a different look at it, because you can watch anybody on TV, you know. We only really got to see the teams that were very good. So, I've liked them since I was a kid, and I still root for them now.
So So a team you're probably not going to like then is the New York Knicks. And, of course, we have primarily New Yorkers here, so I'm sure the Knicks are something that people would most like to hear about. You hear a lot about Melo and Stoudemire, and although Stoudemire is going to be out for some time, and you talk about meshing, and as someone who's coached and whose part of your job is to make sure things are going smoothly, what issues does Mike Woodson face as the coach right now of the Knicks? Like, if you had to kind of give us an idea about what's going on or what you'd have to say, what would that be?
I think it's just the NBA game. Once you establish yourself as one of the better teams, and I think the Knicks have that type of talent. They have that type of star power. A lot of times it becomes about how your stars mix. You know, I think the teams over time that that ascend to the top and have a chance to win championships, guys can put egos aside, and sometimes there's a lot of teams that are really talented and guys don't have the ability to put their egos aside and it never really works. So I think one of your jobs as an NBA, as an NBA coach, especially once your front office people have assembled a lot of star power, is to manage that and put those guys in position to be successful, but also, to hold those guys accountable, to how they, how they represent the franchise and how they act on a daily basis. And I think that the Knicks will be a team that's in the mix this year. Big key will be how they end up meshing.
Music to my ears. But when you talk about this 82-game season in the NBA, obviously game one was last night. Too early for you to give a prediction?
On what, the Knicks?
Or who you like in general? You think the Heat are going to be hoisting it again?
I think it's going to be hard to displace the Heat. I think that, you saw last night, now that the Lakers, the process is early. But again, they've assembled that star power. Now it's about the mesh. And they weren't ready last night because a lot of new faces and Kobe just coming back. But I would assume they'll be there. Oklahoma City, on the other hand, they did have that great mesh. Now, they lost Harden, but last year they had that great mesh of the three stars. And so I think that Oklahoma City is certainly a factor. I'll be shocked if the Lakers are not a factor. But at the same time, if those guys don't mesh, they may not be. I think in the East, though, I think you'll see the Knicks. I think you'll see the Knicks in the middle of the pack as far as maybe a 4-5 type seed. I think the Sixers, the Sixers can make a push if Bynum buys in.
Right.
So a lot of times, you'll hear what I'm talking about.
It's a lot of question marks.
A lot of question marks. In the Heat, in the Celtics, those guys are all in. So those teams, I think, will certainly. Those teams, I think, will certainly be there. Some of the other teams, Knicks, Brooklyn, Indiana, and the Sixers and Chicago, have to figure out their identity.
Of course. So, Bearcat fan, you can follow Coach Dempsey on Twitter. His handle is @TADEMPSEY, @TADempsey4. Also, be sure to check out the basketball team and all other Binghamton athletics, including women's basketball, over at their website, www.bubearcats.com. I'm David Underweiser, host of the Sports Report on WHRW 90.5 FM Binghamton. This has been an exclusive WHRW interview with new basketball head coach Tommy Dempsey. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks. And just before we go, just want to kind of plea a little bit with the student body. Again, I know that I've heard over the last few years that that it has dwindled a little bit, and I know it's part of our responsibility to put a good product on the court. And we're certainly working hard to do that. But again, if we can get the students out, I think college basketball is a lot about your student body. And yes, I know this community is going to support us, and I think that's great. But what I'd really like to do is to get the students coming back to the games. And then I know that, like I said, we'll take on our responsibility of playing hard and putting a good product on the court. But a little bit of a plea with the students, come out, support us. And, I'll make sure that we have those guys ready to go and reward you, for coming down the hill and taking time to watch us play.
Thank you for joining us. This is David Underweiser with WHRW 90.5 FM Binghamton. And just a little shout out here. We have every Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., the Sports Report. I'm joined by Jake Weiss, breaking down the latest in NFL, NBA. You got the Brooklyn Nets. You got the Brooklyn Islanders, or New York Islanders, as they'll be called. But will there even be hockey? So Fridays, 4 to 5, that's where I'm at. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.